per dolorem ad astra. Civilization is in the wound of the beholder. The pin feathers of an angel are mounted on the wall next to the broken barometer and the vibrantly dead fish. Even the rain here feels dry. It beats itself to a steaming death on the blistered asphalt. The old men on the front porch sigh and take comfort in the fact that something is making an attempt to ascend. Our feet are nailed to the stars, but our eyes are drawn to the ground, to the odd billboard and the even cold-blooded stare of stony women toppled from pedestals, and the muddy tracks where webbed feet tried impatiently, impotently to bestow godhood. Where are the treats we were promised? Where is more than mere tarnished copulations? Where is the line, the new line, drowning in the wine? There is a beast that knows the hundredth name, but the most important thing to know is that the name is not yours. Between the conversion and the omission, between the stigmata and the regalia, between the consecration and the decoration, falls the self. Only that, and nothing more.